Seventh parak of Shkolim, Mishnah Zayin, where in the previous Mishnah, Rav Shimon said there are seven takonas of Bezin in respect to Kodshin. So one of the seven takonas is Ala Melech Vala Eitim Shia Kohen Neyosim Behem. Salt and the wood that was in the Beit HaMikdash area, there's one takona that they're allowed to, the Kohen are allowed to use it for the personal uses. It doesn't mean the personal uses for the take home and use. It means they could salt the korbanos that they're going to eat with this thing. The alapara shelo yumoylem be'esra. You also made takona on the paraduma that you should not there should not be me'ila in its ashes. Me'ila means if I use hekesh inadvertently, I'm over it's a me'ila and have to make a korban oshem and pay kam b'chaimish. The me'ila generally lasts till the mitzvah of this thing was done. So back to the example, kosher kadoshim of achatas has it's a me'ila. Once you shecht it, there's no more me'ila on the meat because now the meat is edible. Paraduma, even though you burnt it, but the ashes are still set aside for specific use, and therefore there is an issur me'ila. But lemaita, even so, midaraita, there would be room to say that. But even so, there's a pasuk chatasi that says that we treat it as a chobin chatas, which means that just like a chobin, the main me'ila is still the shechita. Once it's burnt, there's no more me'ila. So to midaraita, there's no me'ila by the eifer. Possibly you could say, because the eifer is not really the hektish part of it. It's used for tahira. If I didn't yet use it for its hektish purposes, then it's still me'ila. But here, I did a shechita, and I did a avoida that had to do as far as the hektish facet of paraduma. I need the ashes for tahira. Midaraita does not have me'ila. And the midrabanan afterwards, they were going to midrabanan. They saw people were mezalvel, and they were using these ashes for not always the proper use, and therefore they were goyza me'ila derabonon. Since they saw people were afraid to use the paraduma ashes, they weren't mitar them properly, so they went back to the din deraisa, which, as we said before, the deraisa, even though it still can be used for tahira purposes, the deraisa there's no me'ila. So that was the takona, that ashes of paraduma. So not of me'ila, they basically rescinded, they took back the takon to rabbanim. Akinim habsula shiu boit mishal tibur. If kinim habsula means like this, a person, a kain is a bird offering. A person who is mechuyev to bring this bird offering, so he bring money and he put it into the box over there that they collect the money for these kinim, and then the beis din would take their money and they would buy kinim for this purpose. And the interesting was that the Bialim wouldn't stay around. Since it was known that they didn't can use this money for Kabbalah, they just left the money there, and there was some Tahanim's reasoning, they're going to take care of it, and they're going to imak the Kenan. Yeah. If some of the birds got lost, or some of the birds that they bought became puzzle for various reasons, so basically they didn't have enough money to replace them, because they only got money for the first time around. So this is a Tekan HaChomim that if some of the birds that they bought got puzzled to buy new birds from the tzibur money, so that these people shouldn't lose that. He says we don't need to make such a takana, because just like we saw before, that a person who supplies hektish gives a full guarantee that if it gets damaged or spoiled before it's used, he's going to replace it. So over here, we got lost or puzzled before it was nigraf, the one who was supplying the birds for the hektish would replace it for them, and there was no reason to take the money from the tzibur.